So talk to you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. That was Murray Gilbacher on the line. And that was last week. But that was what happened next week for me. I mean, for you, it's next week. For me, it was last week. I always get that confused between the next and the last. But if you were listening next week, I mean last week, then you'd know about Mr. Gilbacher, who joined us live in last week's episode. So that was really exciting, and without him around, I don't know, it just doesn't seem the same. I mean, I don't even know. I mean, I've got 29 more minutes of this show, and I don't even know what to do. Because Gilbacher, he filled the whole half hour. It was like, I didn't have to do anything. He talked for a half hour straight, and it was brilliant. It'll be brilliant, I predict. He understood moving in time via the telephone. I don't know why you guys don't. Why is it that only Gilbacher calls in live last week? I still don't understand what happened. It was amazing. And then, he talked for a half an hour, and I didn't understand any of it, and yet it was all perfectly clear. I could probably recount it for you to some extent. Something to do with the Three Stooges, as I recall. But it doesn't matter. That happens next week. I mean, last week. You already heard that. I haven't heard it yet. I'm the one who doesn't remember what happened on the phone call, because it's only something that I can predict, and I know the kind of shtick that he does. So it'll probably be some Three Stooges type shit. Typical of Mr. Gilbacher. Anyway, here we are on Weirdos TV Radio. Sorry, damn it. I have a TV show, and even though I'm here on Radio Free Brooklyn, it's hard not to plug the TV show here on the radio show. Even if you're listening to this radio show as a podcast or some, I don't know what your problem is, you've decided your life isn't important enough, so you decided you'd listen to this show. And for whatever reason, there you are listening to this episode, but like weeks or months or years after it was originally broadcast, or perhaps 20 years before it was originally broadcast. And even if that's the case, I can't help you. So welcome to Weirdos TV, and I'm sorry, Radio Free Brooklyn. So the TV show, for those of you who are listening right now, right now, which could be in the future, I hope, because I'm in the future. So right now, I'm probably on television. If you live in Manhattan, I'm on cable TV. Go to weirdos.com. I'm on all the time. You can just go to weirdos.com and I'm there. I'm doing the thing that I'm doing now, but it's a TV show. And then Saturday nights at 11:30 at the same time, right now, when this is broadcast live, I'm doing the TV show at the same time. You get it, right? It's both. It's not a simulcast. If you go listen to it right now, you'll see I'm in a different time on TV than I am here on the radio. It's not the same. I can't project myself back in time in a way that I'm actually there. I'm just virtually there through the machines. But you can hear me back there in the past, and here in the future, things are, much better than they were. So you'll be relieved to know that. And as well, it's a TV show as well as a radio show. So you can go to the website where it's always going on, www.weirdos.com or weirdos.tv, if you prefer. And then you could, if you're in Manhattan, and it's Saturday night and it's 11:30 and this show is being broadcast, or you're listening to it at some other time, some other year, but it just happens to be Saturday night at 11:30. Well, I've always been on at Saturday night at 11:30, as long as it was possible to get the broadcast through to the computers in the past. Obviously, I had to work on that, so it seems like it goes on forever for me, but in fact, it's just something that goes on for a certain amount of time, and I've already seen the ending, and you've only seen the beginning, but maybe you probably didn't even see that. Probably you didn't know how the show began, because it's been going on forever, on iTunes especially, forever. And, well, any computer that could transmit back that kind of plasma coil recoil that you have to do when you're sending things backwards in time on computers, it's great that they can do it. It's wonderful, and that's how I can make the TV show exist also with the same type of technology, because television can do that, but it's not the same, so it's a different time on TV. So if you were to put on the TV show at the same time that you're listening to the radio show, I mean, that would be very interesting, but you wouldn't see that I was doing entirely different things, and while I was talking about the same moment, it wasn't really the same at all, because, of course, it was on TV, but not just because you could see me, it just wasn't even the same type of thing, you know, and I didn't want to hurt you. But I did want to make this clear that, things are okay with me if they're okay with you. You know, which I think they probably aren't. You know, I don't think things are okay with you. And I'm worried, frankly. It's only 7 minutes into the show, and you're already wondering why you're listening. Just because I don't have Murray Gilbacher on the show. And that really hurts me. And of course, I do have Murray Gilbacher. He's always there for me. You know, there's no problem. I've got hours and hours.
Yes, this is the last call.
Gilbacher.
Let me know about January 6th.
Right, January 6th.
Are you doing the show or not?
That was next week. Oh, last week.
Can you email too?
Yes. Okay, John. You can
your
be on the show.
I'm a fan of yours. So am I.
Next week. I mean, last week. But I'll have to...
John Keeley, 36.
You'll have to call in now, because now it's next week.
Thanks.
If you call in right now, this is what you have to do, John. And then you'll be on this week. I mean, last week.
Yes, this is the last call.
Right. The idea is to try and get you there for the...
What's that?
You know, for the...
I'm just looking right there.
You know,
if you could
be there for me, it would really be helpful. But I see that you're just not there, and I don't know what to do about it. But if you could call in this week, that would be next week for everybody else, for all the people in the audience. Last week for me is next week. So if you could call in next week, then you'll be here last week. Mr. Gilbacher. I don't know about Mr. Gilbacher. I suppose last week we could probably get him to call in. But I have to do a trick with time where he'll end up being this week, I mean next week, I mean last week, and then maybe next week, I mean last week will be
the
this week.
The world at war.
And he can just call me anytime, because Mr. Gilbacher knows that.
Like, where do I fit in World at War?
Well, the World at War is not a place for anybody to fit in.
I really would like to do that show where I'm somehow involved.
What the heck?
He's a telephone artist.
What the heck are you doing?
And so am I. So, you know, it's not really easy to understand. But there he is, Mr. Murray Gilbacher, and he, at least he can use up some of the time, you know, the extra time that's on my
yes,
hands.
Yes, me, John. Johnny.
You mean Murray Gilbacher?
So, yeah, I'll send you an email.
He sends me an email.
When?
That's a great idea.
Show. I haven't been on a show in a while.
I could because I'm in the future.
With this Russian thing, the Russian
I could look back at your email from last week.
And I'm watching the survival.
And then I could tell you to call in next week via the email, but make the email appear as if you'd already received it. But unread. So then you think suddenly you've missed it.
Go to an island and
then you're looking at it next week.
And then in New York, everyone there.
But just for the first time, and you think it came in next week, but I just delay it and make it go back into the past 1 week. And then that way you don't get it till next week.
And then the guy.
But that's last week for me. So I'll send it now and say call in now. And then I'll make sure it doesn't appear to you until a week from now, which is last week for you. And then you'll already have called in by the time this episode gets made a week later. Is how it'll go. And then we'll just have to play recordings of you this week.
We're taking
so that next week you can do last week's episode.
Yeah,
that's really what counts. I mean, it's really that's what counts.
A prisoner of war camp.
It's really if John could just be
like
here last week, which would be next week for me, then it'll be like everything is the way that it should be. And the problem that I have is that nothing seems to be the way that it should.
They're actually mannequins.
That's my
problem.
They don't
use them in the sweatshop.
That's the issue for me. Do you understand? It's really, that's the whole issue.
Or walk around a store.
And John
like
has to
human.
Be here
but it's all
next week.
Or the
I just
and
won't be able to
like
handle
game
it.
Show.
It'll be too
the
dangerous.
A game show, and they have this thing they call the fish tank. Where it's all these sharks. And then they have people who are black. I mean, it's all different.
Yes, I get it. But if you could just say something else about that, you know, like, what would you really think about it before you said that?
I'm a big weirdo fan.
You are? I thought you were more
hey,
of an activist.
Must be really hard, man.
I thought you were an
activist.
I'm looking
at Christian Martin.
Christian Martin of here.
Tiny Mythic Theater.
Tiny Midgets.
Ohio
here.
Theater, and then here, H-T-R-E.
But she isn't here.
And she did a propaganda movie about Bill de Blasio.
Bill de Blasio
made in
propaganda. Is that why he got elected?
And then I was thinking of you. All the phone about an hour ago, he picked up. But I was getting on the subway, and I got one of these three phones from government. Blackout.
Really? Black Ops?
My recent project in this Turkish Russian thing.
Yes, I get it.
Just so many things I find interesting about it.
Well, I understand. I mean, I'm listening.
Huh.
You know,
this
I only
Russian
listen to everything you say, right?
Target.
You know what I mean.
My father said,
yes.
Some of these people are disposable people.
Disposable?
The whole thing can be fake.
That doesn't even make sense.
So when I see the man in the high castle, you see that advertisement?
I'm watching the
shows
show.
Like, what if the Third Reich, Axis Power, won World War II?
That would be
and they
terrible,
have a German man of war, German boat.
That's not what happened.
New York Harbor.
But that was
then I know
that was the past. How could you think that the past really happened already? Oh, because you're living in the other direction.
Was free to
oh, so
isn't that
for you,
like
World War II was in the past, not something that you
they might let
knew was coming down the pike 30, 50 years from now. So I guess you're sure of what happened in the past. In the same way that
rally.
I'm sure of what happened in the future.
So you work for the you work for the federal government.
Who, me?
Something for them.
Are you telling me I work
but
for the government?
But anyway, they freed him from the federal government freed him. He's on an ankle bracelet.
Oh, you're you're talking about some other guy.
I remember the Cold War.
You do? That was cold. Is that in the future?
You know, it's actually, someone from the sea. I said, you know, I couldn't believe that. Someone from the sea, it is the CIA. CIA never used, never called.
Spirit. Is that a conspiracy? I think...
Why would...
You're making that up.
Yay. I have nothing.
That's all?
The sea. That's the sea,
I don't feel you. You're making it up.
But Jonathan Pollard was crazy. He sold the secret duty as well. They call that foreign property. Like if you do a security clearance, you have
foreign
property.
Yeah, I understand. I get
foreign property. Just be homosexual.
Yeah, that's fine.
They have other things, too. Like you have a high bill.
See, I never thought of it that way. Is that really the way that it works?
My whole brother and I. Hey, I don't know. But he was foreign.
What are you talking about? I don't think that's true.
Foreign.
I don't
think it's foreign.
You're making this up. I don't believe
it's like you favor another country that you are. Like, I'm a German national.
Right.
The United
States. Yes.
Do I favor the German? I don't know.
What are you talking about? What do you mean? You like Germany better than America?
I mean, I could be. Foreign preference. Actually, I do favor the Germans because they were occupied by the United States.
Really? I don't understand.
I suppose I'm a German national because if I ever go to Germany, I would have to say I'm a German, even though I might not speak German perfectly, or like I speak a lot of German.
How much German would you have to speak?
I would have to be in Germany and a German. I can't.
That's amazing.
Nobody is not.
But how did you know I was going to say
like
that?
It's really issue about Germany and I'm not even
you
though
don't
I'm
understand. How can I be talking to you now?
You go to Germany and I'm kind of
are
German.
Are you in the present or the past?
So I have to have a German but...
Oh, this must be the past for you. Oh, I thought this was after you were done. I just decided to play. This is messages. Oh, you're going to call in
so
next
the
week.
Movie, the
right.
Peanut.
Not next week.
Like, I remember this. It was all like German-American.
Oh,
German
I see.
American.
Well, that's very good of you, but why
you
how did I know
right,
that was going to happen?
Theater, and at the bar, and community college.
I
and
don't
of
believe
course,
that you even understand
on,
that.
From you, especially.
Well, that's see, and it's so much better than I thought. So I'm gonna ride
but
this
it's
one
really
out.
Like German American theater, which is really like German theater, which is really dry, very dry. And of course, we all what I learned about German. Like, they used to have, it was only in German language.
It's only in German language.
And then it translated into English.
Right.
Then it was only in English.
Well,
but
it's
what
both
I like
at
about
that point,
Charles
isn't it?
It's German, like, theater.
German theater. Like Brecht?
Except it's English only. It's very dry.
So it's
very dry. You know, like Charlie Brown does
do.
Model. Very dry.
It's sort of
like
the
there's
Simpsons.
No interference in the model.
I think I understand.
I think it's a good example of like German theater in
yeah,
but
American. But it's nothing like German theater.
Years
it's
later,
it's a cartoon made for the hip '60s crowd. It's
that's
totally different.
Like they have these dry monologues, like You know, remember, like, Charlie Brown's Christmas?
Well, what about when Snoopy sings about
the
pretty sky?
And Mama on his great
life
drive.
Goes on, here I lie. Not bad, not bad at all.
I think you understand.
I totally understand. I couldn't understand more better, even if I was you in the past. So why not give you the chance to live here in the future, and we'll bring you from the past into the future, and that way you can be on next week.
And my father used to watch World of War.
And I won't have to wait.
I still laugh when he watches it. He's so serious.
I'll just wait until next week, and I'll bring you into the
future. That's funny.
And that way it'll be last week for me, and I'll already have done it by this point. So then I'll know that last week for them will be next week. Last week, next week for me. And I'll have you on live next week. I mean, last week.
World at War.
The World at War is not. I told you not to worry about that.
World at War.
I told you not to worry about that, Mr. Gilbacker. And I'm going to tell you
the World Trade Center.
That I'm featuring your recordings during
falling
this
down,
episode that will be next week for you, but last week for me. So in my email that you're going to see next week to call in live, it's going to say that you were on last week, except you'll be on next week. I mean, for them, it'll be next week. For you, and
World
for
at
me,
War.
Do you understand? Well, it's uncanny how you sent me these recordings in the past, and they seem to communicate what you need to say to me a week ago. I mean, a week from now.
U.S. Army.
So you must have sent these messages, and they showed up for me in the future.
Get out for 5 years. I went to a mental hospital.
That's amazing. These messages appear to be from the past. Oh, that is the past for you.
That was caused by the
I just keep getting confused. It's very confusing to be moving the other direction in time. It's like when you're falling. You know what I mean? It's kind of like falling in time. Because you feel comfortable moving forward in time.
Anyway.
As if this message from Gilbacker was sent in the past. That would be more comfortable for you, so it is the past for you, but I'm falling, so it's coming at me like a surprise from not something he did in the past, but something he's going to do in the future. You know what I mean? So he didn't do it yet, but then he does, and then that happened a long time ago. As it becomes the future, it gets... You understand what I mean?
The policy of the U.S. Army... But most people who are in your army after they leave, they don't try to win.
What? Is that what the policy is? What are you talking about?
The policy of the U.S. Army.
Yes. No, I don't believe you. I think you're making that up.
I know this is not a recruiting campaign.
No, that's
right.
I always
say,
of
the army is a wonderful.
No, no, but you don't understand. Next week when you call in. It'll have been
and
last week. I'm going
to
bring you into the future so that next week is for you will be last week for them. Because I got to have you on next week.
Just win.
That's what's going to happen. Just don't you understand? He does seem to understand, and I'm so glad. Only Murray Gilbacker would understand how badly I need him to call in next week. That I would be willing, he'd be willing to be extracted into the future.
His father worked in the South Bronx.
South Bronx.
He had a nice auto body shop where he could drink weasel tits all day, and he had a funny dog that he'd fight maybe. And he had a shotgun and good pictures, good shoot things, and other sorted scum of the earth and white trash.
Yes?
Then my mother showed up. You wish.
But what about...
You get the job in the ghetto.
No, but do you...
And people think, and what's so bad about that? You work in the ghetto, you make 50 G a year.
No, I don't think you understand.
People in the ghetto don't give a shit about me. I got this light in this building here, and then I got this asshole here. He's in prison.
That's not my problem.
Nobody listens to you. It's like dripping on the light bulb, right? And it started cooking. It looks like one of these fire department propaganda movies where it starts cooking. And it's like, never put water on an electrical fire.
I don't know what you're talking about. That doesn't make any sense.
Fire department.
Oh, this is something you'll do in the past. I keep repeating myself because it doesn't make any sense to me. I only started moving in this direction in time very recently. Oh, but I guess that's the future for you. So I don't know how long I will be.
They don't give a fuck about.
From your point of view, how long I'll be moving backwards in time. It might have already stopped.
When the house burns down, I know where to live. I can go home to Germany. There's a girls on the street in Berlin, and they get a German soup kitchen. I hope they speak Turkish.
Well, I
understand. I don't really speak German, so I probably don't get the best school.
Oh, no. What's going to happen? You can just use up all my time. You can fill up an entire show. Next week, when you call in, you should just fill up an entire show with you. Live. Next week. You'll be live. And then I'll bring you in and you'll say stop. That's what I'm thinking. Would you do that? You think you could do that for me? You know, call in next week and have like a whole show to yourself?
So I was at Barnes & Noble. I should have bought the book.
Okay.
It was the first time that I picked up a book. You know,
and
I
you'll fill up an
Noble
entire show just like this.
I really should do that.
Not yeah, like this. You know what I'm talking about.
Buy the book and leave. I do that at Drama Book. I don't touch any book.
You don't touch a book.
And sometimes very infrequently.
Very frequently?
You'll... Ray Kelly...
No, wait.
...signed this book. I should have bought
the whole book? You should have... But did you buy it or touch it?
You know, Ray Kelly is a super cop.
I didn't know Ray Kelly
was
a
United States Marine Corps in Vietnam.
That wasn't at the Drama Book shop, was it?
In a super figure.
I don't believe that.
Or the NYPD.
No, that's...
I saw him once in his Marine.
That doesn't make any sense either. I don't believe you. Okay, well, that's enough of Mr. Gilbacker. I think that that's enough. But anyway... I couldn't say what is really the right or the wrong thing for you. But if I were you, I would tune in last week to hear Mr. Gilbacker. Oh, you couldn't have done that, right, because this is to the future to you, so I can't tell you to tune in last week. You'd have to tune in next week. Well, next week I'll probably... Oh, I can't really figure out what I'll have done next week. But maybe if I decide now that next week I'll refer to John, I'll have John call in live. Would that be a good idea? I should have John leave messages from the past so that I can bring him into the future. And then he can be our guest live last week to you, next week to me. So I hope that's been clear that next week will be last week and John will be here. Oh no, I mean you'll next week John won't be here because next week for you it doesn't work out that way. Right. The next week as I recall, nobody calls in and I don't play any messages by John at all is my plan. So I mean I just say that because then you understand. If I told you that's just not what happened, you'll be like, but it hasn't happened yet. So if I tell you that's not what I'm planning to do, you believe that because I could have a plan for next week. But you don't think I could have a plan for last week. That seems silly because last week already happened, so I couldn't plan it. But I did. I planned last week, next week, I mean this week, so that next week you could have it last week. And then what happened next week is... For me, what's going to happen next week, last week. So, you see, so in that sense, I can tell you, I can predict that next week I will probably... You understand. Okay. So I'll see you then. See you next week. Goodbye, weirdos. Goodbye.